and welcome to WIP Morning Show. Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes here on a Wednesday. I want to thank Ross for stepping in. Yes. One of the things I'm really going to miss, Rhea, when I'm not here is that people come in with food.
Yes,
Jay Letier has come in from Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company. He walked in, and well, he didn't just walk in. There's like a feast, a seafood feast.
It's ridiculous
there.
Out there. It's amazing. We can always tell when we see people we don't normally see. In the studios around here, all of a sudden, they come on. What's this?
Yeah.
Wandering down the hall.
They're all in. So, Jay, you're in. Thanks for the thanks for all the food.
No problem. And My pleasure.
And, like, you can go to your place. We've been in before, but you've got lots of places people can go to.
Yes, we have 17 locations spread out between
17.
Between the three states, Pennsylvania, Jersey, Delaware. We're looking for new opportunities down in Cape May, New Jersey, possibly Brigantine, maybe Medford.
But nice.
Oh, there you go, Al. That'll make
right
Al
by my house.
Happy.
Yeah, so we have our existing locations, Mullica Hill, Westtown Farmers Market, Newtown Square is our main plant. But we have a bunch of different partners that are independent store owners that are great.
So do you ever have taco soup?
I knew Al was going to ask about
we
this.
We do have a Chipotle soup, which is we throw a little pierogi in there for everybody.
I see that. It's a blend of hearty Mexican Chipotle soup. With a taste of Poland at it. Kielbasa, cabbage, potato pierogies, which are a big hit in our house, floating in a flavorful vegetable and chipotle pepper stew.
Nice.
Their soups are awesome.
We try covering all the bases.
Yeah, there you go.
All your food is delicious. The Mullica Hill location, my mom, Jay, when he first came, he gave us all gift certificates, which were so kind. My mom took mine. And then, Al, you were like, Ava, you have no money. Take mine. And then my mom took that one, too, and cashed in on both for the Mullica location. The crab cakes are phenomenal. Everything is so fresh. It's great. I am so happy to I'm endorsing this product, but really it's like, thanks, Jay.
Well, in
thanks
the winter,
for all the good food.
Yeah, in the winter, you want a soup or a chowder, right?
We definitely have soups and chowders. Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Yeah, that's what you, I mean, that's what you
now,
want.
Now, I'm a Manhattan clam chowder person. Mm-hmm. Al, I'm sure you grew up, you were in New England, right?
Yeah, but you know, down the shore, there's a place that mixes them together.
Okay.
It's very, doesn't sound good, but it is very good.
Our New England clam chowder, we don't use any potatoes. It's all,
oh, really?
It's all clams.
Oh, nice.
It's phenomenal.
That's
maybe you should cash in on the taco soup thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to say make the taco soup.
In honor of Nick Sirianni.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
we go.
All right, you want to
make a flatbread after Nick Sirianni after today.
You want to check it out? Just go to welovecrabcakes.com. Thanks for stopping in. Thanks for everything. Thanks for everything you've done for us. And I love the chowder.
Thank you so much.
Just terrific.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Thanks. Thank you. All right, let's. I think Rhea, we've got some people here having trouble with the mouse, but I have figured it out. And I go to Nate. Nate, you're a 94 WIP.
Yes. Good morning,
What's
everyone.
What's happening, Nate?
Not too much. Appreciate you guys taking my call. I remember earlier there, Ross was speaking about, you know, who he thought might be a better offensive lineman than Lane.
Yep.
And Ron Yary comes to mind of the Minnesota Vikings. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm not an expert on it. So,
are you talking about for the Eagles?
Oh, I'm talking about Ron Yary back in the late 60s for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, unfortunately,
offensive
Nate,
tackle. Forgive me there. I didn't explain that very clearly.
Yeah, he was talking about Lane being the greatest of all time.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I was not born when he was playing, so I did not get a chance to see him.
Well, real quick, if I may, and I don't want to hold people. I know that people are waiting. But, Tarkenton, I believe, was traded to the Giants of all teams, okay, for Ron Yary, first-round pick of theirs. And then I think Tarkenton came back the next year. And Yary had to be mobile because you had Fran the Man scrambling all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that'll make it more. All right, do you have anything that goes with milk there, Nate?
Yes, indeed, I do. How about a nice piece of yellow cake with chocolate icing? That's my favorite. So,
we'll give you a spin for it, even if it's not one of the we've had cake, but that's a specific. And you get the Keith Jones autographed Washington Capitals card.
Rhea, you're crushing it, spinning the wheel. I walk out and I run back in, and you're already up and doing it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chocolate, different kind of cake. Well, you can have any sort of cake with milk is good. But you got to get the glass that you can kind of dunk it in.
You don't dunk cake.
I do.
You dunk cake in milk.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
I do.
But you have problems that there's a science to dunking.
Well,
a
11 seconds. I'm not counting seconds on what the.
There's a specific two right before it gets perfect
it
enough.
Falls off,
but doesn't fall apart. Yeah. There is a science to it.
You don't want to be the one with the spoon with the.
No, then you just have to abandon it and get another glass of milk.
Yeah. So let's go in and we go to Upper Darby. Going to go to Rick. Good morning, Rick. G'day, Rick. Rick?
Oh, sorry,
there
Rick.
There you go, Rick.
Yeah. Hey, I'm daydreaming here. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Happy New Year. Well, I missed Ross Tucker, but I wanted to thank him, too. Yesterday's show was awesome. Angela was, he was kind of airing some concerns about the coordinators, which I agree. Like, he said it, it's so good that he said it, because then Ross says no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ross disagreed with him. I have more concerns about Gannon than I do about Shane Steichen, though I didn't particularly, I think he helped get his quarterback hurt in the Chicago game, but I generally I've seen some plays
that's
where
a really
I'm like,
good point.
Yeah, where I'm like, wow. I'm like, that's an amazing play. Yeah. And I don't see that as much with the defense.
I see
it the same thing over and over.
But when you're looking at it from the outside, if you're looking to hire people, you look at the Eagles' overall record.
Of course you are. Yeah. We're they're 14-3. We're nitpicking.
Yeah. So
I just had a question just to rationale, which I was going to ask Ross. But so when Angelo interviewed Coach Sirianni, and look, I love Angelo. I'm so sad. It's like, it's never going to be the same, But anyway, whatever. About Angelo, leaving it. But Nick Sirianni said something about running those nine pass plays in a row.
Right.
Something about kind of pushing the weaknesses or, testing out the weaknesses. And I wondered if that rationale at all has anything to do with some of the play calling the last few weeks, which were, both on defense and offense. Is there any rationale to say, hey, they actually do know what they're doing? It just didn't look that way sometimes.
Here's what I think. People were so the Bears game is the one that sticks out. That's when the questionable play calling, which some of us think,
Sanders didn't get the ball.
Yeah, helped lead to Jalen Hurts getting hurt. And the defense. I mean, I know that the Eagles won that game. The three touchdowns the Bears scored, those guys were so wide open. I can still see the running back whose name is escaping right now. I mean, he was standing in the middle of the field and no one was around him. So there are concerns. That was the game they didn't play well. And then the next two games were Minshew, and then Hurts is coming back. So it's hard. I think the last game we really have to go on and why there are questions were the Bears game, which was not one of their better games.
Right, and letting them dunk and doink like Sirianni said, but then they gave up the 3rd and 30, and there was a 49-yard play against the Giants.
Yeah.
I guess I understand that the defense is missing, some key components in Chauncey Gardner and what's his name? There's a couple of linebackers, and then the cornerback. So hopefully they all get healthy. And I almost wonder if that's part of their strategy. They know everyone's going to be, we're going in 90% healthy in the playoffs. Then I feel good, I think,
Well, that's why you worked all this time to get that bye.
Yeah.
It's critical. All right, do you have something that gets good with milk?
So, I like Oreo, but they always get in your teeth. So then, when I was little, they did these. It was like a windmill or it was oatmeal cookie thing. That was nice because you could dunk it in for long enough, and it was soggy and it still stuck together.
Are you talking about the ginger snaps?
It was shaped like a windmill.
Was it oatmeal pie?
No.
It was a cookie. It was like a biscuit.
A hard cookie. Yeah, biscuit. All right, we'll go with that. A biscuit. A hard biscuit that doesn't fall apart.
Yeah.
You can probably leave it in for 23 seconds. That's probably it. You got number four. You got a $25 gift card to Burger King's. Just check them out anywhere. All the Burger King restaurants.
Why that seems to bother
you? What? The 11 seconds? I ain't counting anything for –
Al, I will tell you, sometimes there'll be Chips Ahoy in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Then I kind of know because I've been eating them my whole life. But when you have somebody makes homemade chocolate chip cookies, then you've got to move that time a little bit.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of the homemade.
Yeah, I understand that. Homemade cookies are awesome.
No, I kind of know what I'm getting.
I can't cook. Like, I love to bake. I can't do cookies. I burn them all the time, so I've just stopped trying. I mean, I get so irritated because I bake fairly well. You've had my cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
I bake fairly well, but I cannot get cookies right.
No. You know, I said in the way this morning when you did I did the something show, I'm not even paying attention to, like, stuff in the news and stuff comes over your feed, like, whatever is trending, whatever. And, like, all of a sudden I'm seeing pictures of police in kitchens, like fake pictures of police taking stoves come out of kitchens.
Yes, because
and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
They want to remove gas stoves.
And I remember when we built a new kitchen.
Yeah.
They wanted to put in I don't cook, but my wife said, no, we need a gas stove because you can control the heat and you can cook better.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they really going to outlaw gas stoves?
I want a gas stove really bad. I do not have a gas stove in my kitchen right now.
Like,
and I want to switch. And I'm going,
because
I have a gas stove down the shore and I love it. And I went, I literally said to myself, I got to do this now before they ban them.
And I'm looking, I'm going, is this for real? I thought it was like a joke going on. It was police and kitchens. I'm like, no. And then there'd be a story attached to it. Going to ban gas stoves.
Yes, I did see that.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Next thing you know, you're going to need a Tesla to cook on. I mean,
I was disappointed because I want one so bad.
What danger? I'm like, what the hell danger?
Well, I guess the emissions.
I'll tell you one thing that scares me. So you come down here at WIP, there's restrooms, bathrooms.
Yes.
Now, I've seen signs that say out of order. I have on the two bathrooms here, there's a sign that says out of order, but there's a skull and crossbone on the signs. What the
hell?
Those
two bathrooms. What? I don't know what is going on with those two bathrooms. Because I swear to you, once a month they're broken down.
Yeah, but skull and crossbones on a bathroom door?
It's a little odd.
Like, my God.
It's a little over the top.
And it's both of them.
Yes.
Like, what? Who lives here? Who works
Barbarians.
Here?
Barbarians.
My God. I mean, when you've got to go to that to have a skull and crossbones on the bathroom, like, oh, my God.
They're trying to make it very clear.
This is serious stuff that's going on here. Let's go down to Sea Isle. Tom's in Sea Isle. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How's it going this morning?
Well, there you go, Tom. Sounds like you're in the wind.
Yeah, I'm not walking out the promenade looking at it. Listen, guys, I'm really...
I can't hear you,
Tom.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. You're out in the
wind on the beach.
On Sea Isle, yeah. So I mean, I'm sure it's nice down there right now, but he's in the wind. You can't hear him. Let's go. From Sea Isle, we'll go to New Orleans. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's happening, Mike?
No, I just wanted to call in. Long time listener. I live in New Orleans. Wanted to talk about Devonta Smith. He's He's from the area that he is from is where I work near, and it's just literally like a frenzy down here about how well he's doing. And there's people who have been longtime fans of other teams that have converted over just because of him. So
I like
pretty
it
cool
sounds
to see.
Weird. It sounds weird to say it, Mike, but I think he's underrated at how awesome he is. I mean, you've got AJ Brown, but when you hear other people talk about the Eagles, like his name, he just. The catches he makes are ridiculous.
Yeah. Get your feet in.
The feet. I love his footwork. And I guess, I mean, maybe they teach it at Alabama or learned it earlier. The footwork that he has is outstanding.
Yeah, well, where he went to college or high school down here is produced some, you know, pretty good talent. So it's just a very good area for football in general. He just happens to be one of our guys. So it's pretty cool to see
him down here. Mike, I have a question for you. Because, like, you know, I guess his nickname is the Slim Reaper. You know, growing up, he's so slight. I remember the first time I was at training camp and he walked by me and I went, how is that guy not going to get broken in half in the NFL by these players? And you see the catches, Al. He goes up and gets in between two guys, bounces right up. I mean, it's amazing, Mike.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And like I said, he's well-respected back here. So it's just great to see him. Being from here, but from up there, because that's the stuff I care about. The team's up there, of course, but you know, not many Saints fans are happy he's there. So it is what it is.
Well, that's good to have fans everywhere that follow you around. So we got Eagle fans down there, so that's great. Do you have something that goes good with milk, Tom, Mike?
Good question.
Jambalaya?
Actually, I would say cinnamon rolls. You can dip it in there and drink it and have the cinnamon milk afterwards.
Cinnamon
instead of
rolls.
Chocolate milk.
Absolutely. So. And you, I don't know if you're a fan of the legendary Keith Jones, but we will have a Keith Jones card sent
down.
See,
Wector in my ear was saying jambalaya, but I will tell you sometimes after I have something super spicy and I'm feeling a little bit of heartburn, I will have a glass of milk. Like, it totally helps.
Jambalaya?
No, not well. Not I don't really
is that
have
spicy.
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't have it that often. I've had it, but I don't. It's been a long time.
Yeah, no. Well, milk and bread when you have something hot.
I tried to tell my son that the other day. He had something really hot, and he was trying to drink water. And I'm like, no, just eat bread. And he thought I was, you know, trying.
Well, beer. Should give him a beer.
I'm just trying to hold off till he's 14.
good for you.
Good Irish family.
Better than my mom did. All right, we'll get to James and John, Corey, everybody else. Time of 94. WIP is 9:16.